I found a letter recently from Hubert Humphrey encouraging me to go on, and that he was not going to allow farmers to go under, that I would not have to learn to be a barber, that I would be able to succeed in farming if he had anything to do with it.
Had you mentioned that as a concern? That you would have to learn to be a barber?
Well, no, I didn't mention that, but that I didn't want to learn a new trade. I mean, I could have gone back to diesel engines. I wanted to be a farmer. And we did okay. It was hard. We went in with almost no money, so that made it hard. But we survived, produced good food, no chemicals, no added hormones, no nothing. And boy, those days, that was an accomplishment. We had people coming from all over to get chickens and eggs from us. We were in New Jersey. There was one guy who used to come in from the Bronx with an order for people, I guess, from his whole neighborhood. He used to fill his car up. So we had a good product. You know, AA quality from aperture to appetite. It was a good place.
Aperture to appetite?
Yeah.
It's a good slogan.
Yeah, well, the name of the farm was Clough Acres Farms, which for a poultry farm and people who knew anything about the anatomy of a chicken.
Clough, did you say?
Clough Acres, yeah.
Can you spell that?
Well, it was CLO-Acres, A-C-R-E-S.
Gotcha.
But in New Jersey and Brooklyn, it's Clough Acres, which is from the place from which the egg comes out.
Ah.
Okay. And, well, chickens, snakes, they all have Clough Acres.
I'm going to look that up on Google when I get back to my office.
Google Clough Acres. And, we had a nice operation there. The Extension Service brought people from, not only from the United States, we had people from Scotland. We had one guy who made it very clear that he was not from Russia, he was from the Ukraine, and when he said it, it was the Ukraine there. But he was not a Russian. Boy, he really wanted to make that clear. And we had some really very interesting energy-saving devices that I designed in those days. And even now, I think they're pretty impressive. But we had a good product, and we sold every egg that we produced right on the farm. We had 15,000 chickens, which in those days was a huge farm.
So we're down to the last few minutes, believe it or not. And when you think about the idea that this interview will be used by teachers and students, and I'm wondering what takeaway, what's the thing you want to make sure that people hear from you? And understanding that we only have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I was wondering also what I hope they would take away. Well, I think basically I'd like them to take away the Veterans Education Project. I don't know if it's fair to call it the philosophy, but that violence is to be avoided, that there are better ways of handling things, that if they want to take away the fact that you can produce a good food without chemicals, that's okay too. But I think there's enough, there's a lot of that around now, you know, Michael Pollan and some of these people make it quite clear. But I think they have to take away, especially in this environment now, that war really is not the answer. And if they just are convinced of that, and of course the war doesn't have to be, you know, it can be violence in the streets, you know, among one another. With gangs of kids and so on. If I convince some people to be peaceful and reasonable, that would be great. I've almost convinced myself of that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.